Alf Brummel couldn't stand it anymore. He had to get to the station before everything went beyond his control. When he arrived, the Saints converged on him like a swarm of mosquitoes. Brummel ducked inside the station and locked the door behind him. Julene. Julene. This was all her fault. Oh, no. He still had to get a message to Hogan about Sandy. Now, this was another of Julene's fine messes. The bum rap against Bush isn't enough. Now I've got to be pegged with whatever happens to Sandy Hogan. But what about Kruger? Had she been able to snitch about this whole thing? He bolted out of his office and ran down to the dispatch room. Anything yet on that fugitive?
Well, Kelsey reports a strange car parked in back of the Clarion, but it's out of state and the plates haven't been traced.
They haven't! Get those plates traced! Check that building! Somebody could be in there! Chief Brummel! Bernice Kruger is on the phone. Should I take a message?
No! No!
He ran up the hall to his office. I'll take it in here. Hello?
Mr. Alfred Brummel.
Bernice!
It's time we had a talk.
All right. Where are you?
Don't be an idiot. Listen, I'm giving you an ultimatum. I've been talking to the state attorney general, the county prosecutor, and the feds. I have evidence, and I mean some really hard stuff, that will blow your little plot wide open. And they're all on their way here to see it.
You're bluffing.
You have the conversations on tape, no doubt. Just play them back.
So what's your ultimatum?
Spring Hogan, now, and call off the manhunt for me. In 2 hours, I intend to show my face in this town, and I'll have special guests with me.
I still say you're bluffing.
Play your little bugging machine, Alf. Then we'll see who's bluffing.
Brummel looked at the cabinets in his office for only a second, and then phoned the jail. Spring, Hogan, and Bush. Abruptly, without explanation, Marshall and Hank were sprung from the jail. And then the rejoicing, shouting, and embracing began. But it didn't last long. Bernice, Susan, and Kevin arrived immediately and updated Marshall on everything, including the possibility of Sandy being in danger. Marshall was determined to attend that meeting at Whitmore College at 2 and made sure that Hank and his praying saints would be there as well. Near the big dead tree, Rafar rose from his place, looking eastward as his attending hordes gathered around him. Then he saw it, and his breath sucked in through his fangs at the thrill. He unsheathed his sword, making it drone and shimmer with blood-red light. Then, with a powerful burst of his wings, he sailed high above the town where he could be seen by anyone, anywhere.
Captain of the hosts of heaven, Captain Tal, hear me.
Tal and all of his warriors were gathered to listen.
Tal, will you dare to show your face to me? I think not. I give you leave, Captain Tal, to withdraw yourself. I grant you and your warriors the occasion to turn away. For as you can see, the battle's decision is made already.
Rafar then pointed his sword toward the eastern horizon and said,
Look to the east, Captain. There is the outcome clearly written.
Tal and his warriors were already looking toward the eastern horizon, their attention rapt and unswerving, even when a young messenger came soaring in with the news. Hogan and Bush are free! They've... His eyes followed every other gaze to the east.
Oh, no. No!
At first, the cloud had been only a distant fingertip of blackness poking up over the horizon. It could have been a rain cloud, or factory smoke, or a distant haze-darkened mountain. But as it drew nearer, its borders expanded outward like the emerging edge of a blunt arrowhead, stretching across the horizon like a shroud, like a steadily rising tide of blackness blocking out the sky. Not since Babylon, said Gilo. They were there, said Tal. Every one of them. Then, as the deep, rumbling drone of the wings became audible, and the shadow of the cloud began to fall across the fields and farmlands beyond Ashton, a reddish tint spread through the cloud as if it were burning from within. They've drawn their swords, said Gilo.